Well, American Ninja Warrior is back on NBC, and Matt Eisman is on the line. Better late than never, Matt, right? He's here to talk about the new season. Hi, Matt.
Hey, Jeremy. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. I'll give you the opportunity. Tell everybody why you've been banned from our radio shows. You know, the show is back on NBC, like I said, and you guys were in production, I guess, during lockdown and quarantine, right? How did that happen?
Yes. Yeah, it was pretty amazing. We were supposed to start shooting on March 12th out here in L.A. and then commence our usual tour of the U.S. And that was the day before the dominoes started falling. Everyone got locked down. So it took us about 4 months of planning and coordinating and just moving heaven and earth to actually find a location. We ended up in St. Louis at the Dome at America Center, where the Rams used to play. So it's a massive stadium. And we were testing everybody a week and a half out, 2 days out. As soon as we arrived, every 3 days, temperature checks daily. We created a bubble, essentially, out there in St. Louis. And, you know, 80,000 seat dome, not a single fan allowed. We did have jumbotrons, every obstacle, every other obstacle, where friends and family of the ninjas running, they not only could watch, they could communicate back and forth. And the thing was, even though you're in this massive structure that's largely empty, we found the energy was crazy. It was awesome. And I think what happened was everybody was so grateful, A, to be out of the house, and B, to be doing what we loved. And we all knew how much work went into this. So we knew this was really something special. So it's a season obviously different than any we've done before, but it's awesome. The performances were incredible. I think you see the energy on the faces of the athletes. And of course, Akbar Zuri and I, we have that same energy.
Well, and people don't realize sometimes how much production goes in, you know, behind the scenes for a show. I mean, this is, I imagine, you know, doubly big, right? Because people are touching things when they're leaping, you know, onto the bars and things. So,
yeah.
So you're probably doubling the time then, right?
Yeah, it really was a challenge because, you know, we have a crew of around 200, and we had to figure out that normally they'll be in a control room. Imagine the cargo area of a semi filled with people. Now, you obviously can't have people in close proximity. So one of the advantages of the dome is we could have all the control room essentially outdoors inside the dome with everybody spread out more than usual. And we normally run about 100 athletes in a given night when we're competing. Here we could run the maximum of 40 because we had to clean the obstacles in between every run. We had to cycle the ninjas in and out because only 3 ninjas were allowed in the dome at any one time. So logistically, this was far more complex than anything we've attempted before.
I mean, and the competition is hard enough, let's be honest, right? So now you've got this other element, at least for the production crew.
And you're right, and Jeremy, that was a challenge because the ninjas, they didn't know if this season was going to happen. And even those who were trying to stay ready, where do you train? Ninja gyms, they're closed. So unless a few of them owned them, or some of them had obstacles in their backyard, but these ninjas had to get so creative with their training and come in. And some of them said it. Some of them said, like, my cardio's not where it is. My preparation isn't where it is. And yet they found a way. I think that's one of the things that we've seen year after year is these athletes, when we throw impossible challenges at them, they somehow rise to the occasion. And it's awesome. It was just so awesome to see the performances under these conditions.
And I always like to find out from you about, I call them obstacles because I certainly wouldn't be able to do them, but what's the toughest obstacle? What's your assessment this season?
You know, it's so funny because it all depends on your skill set, but we did have a few. We have one called corkscrew that's on the back half of the course.
Right.
And imagine the handle that controls the door on the submarine, one of those spinning round handles. It's on a pillar, and you lache up to it, grab it, and as it does, it spins around. So the ninja will spin 2.5 times as they drop. And so these athletes are getting whipped around. It's like a centrifugal force just launching them all over the place, trying to hold on. We thought arms were going to be ripped up. I thought that was, it's a great one to watch, and it's so challenging. Because by the time they get to it, they've already gone through 7 obstacles. They're exhausted. We just, every season, the obstacles get more challenging and more diabolical, and the ninjas get better and better. And it's just, see, Jeremy, every obstacle looks impossible. But these athletes, they were just amazing. And I can't wait for people to see just how good the performances are this season. We've had a few episodes, and people have been blown away.
And see, everybody listening, I mean, both Matt and I are powerhouses. We all know that. And what I started doing this season, Matt,
Jeremy, we're legends.
That's why I do radio, so nobody can see me. But, you know, I started to feel lazy watching the show. You know, you're on the couch, you've got the chips, whatever it is, right? And you see these people doing, you know, leaping. They're climbing a wall straight up, for God's sake. So what I did was I downloaded one of those apps that has like the 7-minute workout kind of a thing, and I'm dying on the floor, you know, 7 minutes in, and these people are doing this for, you know, sometimes, you know, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, and I'm sitting there going, my 7-minute workout is nothing compared to what these people are doing on this course, right?
You know what's funny, Jeremy, is what's great is all these athletes are incredibly fit, but what's great is when you see the beginnings of their journey.
Yeah.
And you see how some of them were just where you are, or worse. Some of them, you know, people with cystic fibrosis, people battling cancer, people, you know, differently abled. And it's amazing to see some of them have footage of when they started, and maybe they couldn't even do a pull-up. And then you look, and now they can do 22 pull-ups. And it's amazing because the secret to Ninja Warrior isn't some supernatural gift. It's hard work, and we see that, and I love that the ninjas embrace that. They're the first to say that the only way you get better is just putting in time. It's day in and day out, just doing a little bit more every day, and seeing them get fit, and seeing how many of them inspire others to do that same journey. It's an amazing, and it's become more than a sport. You really see this community, and that it transforms lives in such wonderful and sometimes unexpected ways.
And you've been doing the show a few years now, and obviously to get through to the competition, these people have to be good. As you're saying, they have to improve and get better. But are you ever surprised by anybody that maybe you sized them up and you were like, damn, I got that wrong?
Oh, so I will tell you, Jeremy, for the first few years, I used to make bold predictions on who would do well, who would fall, and I was wrong. I was always wrong. And now, because of that, I look at these athletes and I have such an open mind. And the other thing you see is, again, sometimes it's not the physical that makes them great. It's their willingness to work. The things you can't see, and it's that ability to rise to the moment, the ability to perform under pressure. Those are things you can't see by looking. And that's why I love it, because we have some athletes, unexpected performances, and when you look at them. And I love that about Ninja Warriors. You really can't judge the book by its cover. It really is what's inside and what you've done to get to that moment that determines how you do.
And then we're almost out of time, but I know there's the All-Stars Challenge that you... Team Matt, it's twice in a row now, right, that you've won.
Boom! I'm a champion, Jeremy! The greatest team of all time! It's great. And you know, the All-Star Challenge is fun, but the skills competition, we did something called the Big Dipper Challenge, where we had them slide down this ramp and then launch themselves into the air and get creative with dives. We saw Jesse Graff do a layout 1.5, perfect entry. And we're talking to her going, how long have you been practicing that? She said, I did it once before about an hour ago, and that was it. And you just, the creativity, the athletic creativity, and the way these athletes push each other, it's awesome to watch.
And, well, we are going to be watching, because it's much more interesting than ballroom dancing, isn't it, Matt?
Listen, I love watching celebs kick up their heels, but yeah, I think Ninja Warrior is, I'm biased, of course, but... I love our show, and I love that people enjoy it on Monday night.
And it's Monday night on NBC. Oh, and Telemundo, they say. It's on Telemundo now. Are you doing it in Spanish, too?
Si.
Oh, give us some...
No, I wish. My Spanish is so bad, I can barely say my own name. So they probably found an announcer and gave him a couple Red Bulls. And I actually did see one of my episodes dubbed into Spanish once, and I thought that announcer had a spectacular voice. I was a little jealous.
Oh, so he did you better than you? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's what I was saying, Jeremy. It was really disconcerting. I thought if his English is good. good, I could be in trouble.
All right. Well, we're going to be watching American Ninja Warrior. Check your local listings, everybody. Matt Eisman, always great chatting with you.